revolution going on in rec rooms, offices, and classrooms around the world, the growing phenomenon of internet.
Shall we play a game?
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wireless Wednesday, and here as always, this is our last one, too. Dave FM's Techspert, it's our gadget guru, the wizard of widgets, the server preserver with fervor, the incredible Mr. Limper. Now I got a fan, now I need an eye patch because it's time like a pirate day. Rick Limper, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning, Steve.
How are you?
Good, I got a bunch of pirate jokes you guys haven't exhausted.
Oh, all right.
Oh, don't encourage him.
Well, let's stop everything. I want to hear the pirate jokes.
All right, I got at least three.
International Talk Like a Pirate Day. Rick Limper, go ahead.
What are the pirate's favorite comics?
Pirate's favorite comics? What?
Archies.
The Archies.
What brand of clothing do pirates wear?
Argyle socks.
Armani.
Okay. And?
And what type of movies do pirates like?
R-rated movies.
Anything R-rated.
Name the pirate in Star Wars.
R2-D2.
And Darth Vader. Okay, we'll stop now. Now, by the way, we just have one of our lovely Krispy Kreme ladies who came by and brought us a dozen Krispy Kreme donuts.
Wow.
Because today, I'm not dressed like a pirate, but I can talk a little bit, so I get one of those donuts. If you got any Krispy Kreme today and you're talking like a pirate, you get a free donut. And if you dress like a pirate, more than just an eye patch, if you actually go full on and dress like a pirate today, you get a dozen donuts. Am I right? Yes.
Woo!
Right.
We got a dozen. We didn't even have to dress up.
I know. We're special. But you did have to suffer through those pirate jokes.
Pretty bad.
So let's get to the technological aspect of this. Rick Limpert, our techspert. Let me guess, in honor of us here at Dave FM, internet radio.
There's some great internet radio apps.
What do you got today?
Since we've been talking about the gadgets that have been released the last couple of weeks, I'm going to talk about the ones that are coming in the next few weeks or few months to wrap up 2012.
These are gadgets above and beyond the iPhone and that kind of thing.
Yeah, there's actually an iPad mini announcement that's probably going to happen in the middle of October.
Really?
So if you like the iPad, but it's a little too big for you, at the 10-inch version, they're going to come out with, it looks like, about a 7-inch version of an iPad.
And so that's slightly bigger than the iPhone.
Yep. About the same size as the Kindles.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yep.
And
don't know how much?
Yeah.
That's the key. They're thinking they're going to try to price it competitively with the Kindles. If they come out with an iPad mini in about the $200 to $250 range, it's going to be a huge seller.
Yeah. Apple just goes and goes. And yesterday they reached the highest, but they went over $700 a share in the stock market.
Yeah, unbelievable. I remember when it was down to $12 a share.
And why we didn't buy any? I don't know.
Yeah, jeez.
What else you got?
Windows 8 will be coming out in October.
I gave up. I'm a Mac guy now. So.
Well, you're a Mac guy, but a lot of businesses,
productivity,
people in productivity, they use Windows-based computers. This Windows 8 is actually going to match up all the Windows devices. It's going to be similar. It's going to be one operating system for Windows phones, Windows tablets, laptops, desktops. It's a one-stop shopping when it comes to operating systems.
In your opinion, Rick Limpert, our Dave FM techspert, is it smoother? Is this a good upgrade?
It's different. I like the Windows 7. This Windows 8 is built on more of a mobile-type platform. So you're going to have Windows, but you're also going to have tiles that you move around. It's a different experience. You can revert back to the old Windows if you like.
Uh-huh.
But since it's also going to be used on mobile devices, it's got a lot of differences.
Are they getting into they're getting into the tablet.
Yeah, their Surface tablet is coming out.
Surface, yep. Yeah.
Similar to an iPad in size and looks. It comes with a little flip-out keyboard on it. They've been talking about the pricing. Steve Ballmer, the CEO of Microsoft, has kind of been leading on a little bit what it's going to cost, and it looks like it's going to be similar to iPad pricing.
And when I was reading something about the tablets, the Toys R Us is doing like a tablet too?
A kid's little tablet.
Oh, it's a kid's tablet.
Yeah, with 20 apps preloaded, a couple games, a couple little learning type apps.
Is this the toddler tablet?
It's not. I don't think it's going to be a toddler tablet.
I hear this is going to be like one of the hottest selling toys this year.
It is going to be a hot selling item. Only available at Toys R Us, evidently.
Well, speaking of hot selling toys, it's time, ladies and gentlemen.
It's the app of the week.
Hot